This is a Disappearing Pants production.
This episode of Nostalgia Colored Glasses may have been recorded in front of a live studio audience, but probably not. Welcome to Nostalgia Colored Glasses, a podcast with aging millennials reminiscing, remembering, and reimagining beloved classics without rewatching them. I'm your host, Darby.
I am her eternal hemorrhoid, Taz.
And joining us for this episode is our good friend and Taz's co-host for Alderaan Places, Tyler.
I'm not a hemorrhoid. I'm just a friend. hello.
We are so happy to have you joining us on this episode.
Yes.
That hemorrhoid thing caught me off guard, man. I wasn't ready for that. So I was like, shit, how am I going to top that?
Oh no.
So let's get jiggy with this episode, guys.
Yeah, real quick, let's take a sec just to kind of review the formula. First off, we remember whatever the franchise we're talking about this week is, where we just try and dredge up whatever obscure, weird, possibly untrue, possibly imagined, fever dream-esque memories that we have buried deep down in our subconscious from childhood. That's the remember section. Then we go into the refresh section where Darby tells us a lot of fun and interesting and sometimes insane facts that we didn't know about the show and will almost certainly contradict whatever we thought we remembered about said show. It's typically how it goes.
And memory is a fickle thing.
That's the truth. And then we go into the reboot section, where we talk about what changes we would make to this show, or game, or whatever franchise, in order to make it a viable reboot in 2021, the year of our Lord.
Who's the Lord?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Yes.
Good choice. Thank you. I just needed to ask, because usually our Lord...
Well, I think it's that's what AD means, right?
Yeah.
You know, year of our Lord just means after the year zero.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever actually see that movie, the year zero? Or year one? Year one.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Not good.
Didn't see it. No, not I good. It didn't look good, even at the time. Is that what we're talking about this week? Are we talking about
no,
year one?
No, this week we are talking about Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, ooh. Snap.
Boy genius. Genius.
What a throwback.
Jimmy Neutron.
Well, I guess let's just jump right into remember because
yeah.
I'm having some memories about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
And they're not too far away. I mean,
it's well,
the early 2000s when it came out, which is 20 years, but...
I was going to say, yeah, not too far away,
too far away.
But Carl Weezer and Jimmy's dad became, like, big memes
That's
within
true.
The last, like, year
That's
or so.
That's true.
So.
Carl with Judy.
But just Jimmy's dad was always very inappropriate. Like,
hey, Jimbo.
Yep.
You know, The Jimmy Neutron movie was one of the first movies that I ever remember seeing in theaters, actually.
Same here.
And I thought it was the greatest movie I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, it blew my mind. I loved that movie. I then did not watch the show very much at all.
Same here.
Aw, the show was so cute.
I'd catch a few episodes here and there. I get my grandmother's or something, but it was just not something that I guess, went out of my way to consume.
Yeah.
But I saw the movie in theaters, and then I got it on VHS tape, and I would watch that not irregularly, because that movie was fantastic.
Yeah, I think it came on after Rugrats, so I watched it a lot, because I watched a lot of Rugrats.
I feel like it came, at least at some point, came on right before Fairly Odd Parents,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
which I was a little bit bigger fan of in terms of shows. As much as I love the Jimmy Neutron movie, show-wise, I adored Fairly Odd Parents, and also just like the way the time schedule block worked out.
Yeah.
That was the time that I'd be getting to like my grandmother's or wherever. It'd be like, oh hey, I'd catch the end of Jimmy Neutron, and then be like, oh hey, Fairly Odd Parents.
One of the greatest things, I think, that came out of the Jimmy Neutron show in general was the crossover
yes.
between Fairly Odd Parents and Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, my God.
I had notes
oh,
about
yes.
that.
God,
yeah.
about that.
Most ambitious crossover,
yeah,
easily.
Neutron ends up in, like, Dimmesdale or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I don't remember why.
Also, I love the end of the Jimmy Neutron show where it had the monkey. Hi, I'm Paul.
I say that far too often, and like people don't get it a lot of times.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I believe that was on the end of some of the other ones. Wild Thornberries?
Was DNA Productions was the company that was the, hi, I'm Paul. That's them.
Yeah, I just remember with Jimmy Neutron. But I think, I mean, like you, Taz, like the movie was, mm-hmm. I mean, the first way I was introduced to it. I mean, I think that's how the show came after the success of the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
But that movie stood out to me because that was the first time I had seen like animation like that before mm-hmm. in a movie. Mm-hmm. And so like, I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world.
Right. It was It was in that similar style almost to like Toy Story had been, I think, our only real introduction at that point to that kind of 3D animation on a large scale.
Yeah.
And I guess it would probably have been around the same time as Shrek, I guess.
So. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, Jimmy Neutron, to me, it was one of the first ones that really felt like it was written for like our generation. And maybe that's just because, you know, I grew up with two older sisters, and so a lot of my watching experience and things were channeled like through that lens of like I watched a lot of like 80s girl shows, you know, like watched a lot of Rainbow Bright and She-Ra, Jim and the Holograms, you know, shows that are about 10 years older than me and mainly aimed at girls, which that, you know, means I recognize now means nothing, but at the time they were very, you know. So by the time Jimmy Neutron came around, I went and saw it in theaters with a friend of mine. Yeah, it was that. It was a new style. It like the humor in it and everything really felt, it felt like kid humor and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't like Toy Story, which is a wonderful film, but it was cutesy parents doing, it felt like parents doing humor for kids.
Yeah.
That's always kind of the feel of a lot of Disney stuff.
Yeah, well, that this was felt the like, opposite of what Nickelodeon wanted.
This
was,
felt like it was a Nick show. It felt like kids doing humor for kids, and it really resonated with that. I'm being far too serious about this. Sorry, I just realized I had thoughts about Jimmy Neutron, apparently.
The one episode that is, for whatever reason, burned into my brain of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, is, I don't know if y'all remember the pants episode, where, like, pants were, like, brought to life, and then there's, like, the zombie pants in the parking lot.
Oh, I didn't until you said those words.
I don't know why that episode is just burned
into
my brain.
Wasn't that also like a Wallace and Gromit plotline?
Probably.
There's also one that I came across during my like looking up of stuff was it was called Birth of a Salesman.
Love that.
I thought you guys would love that. And there is a, like, Willy Loman robot that that is built.
Okay, it sounds like we are getting into the refresh section now, because these sound like fun facts that we didn't know.
I actually didn't write this stuff down. I just remembered it.
That's fantastic. I think that's a great segue on into our next section, though.
Yeah, so I guess we can start with the official description, because I thought it was fun. The official description of Jimmy Neutron is, Retroville's resident boy genius knows a lot about science, but not so much about life. He thinks anything can be solved with a mathematical equation or a new invention. Built his own robot dog, Goddard, and his best friend Carl as a guinea pig for his experiments.
Okay, up until that part about Carl, I thought you were describing young Sheldon.
Yeah, right?
Well,
oof. Is Jimmy Neutron young Sheldon?
Let's circle back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Genius aside, Jimmy is your typical kid. He takes his parents for granted until he needs them. Enjoys hanging out with his pals, Carl and Sheen, is in constant competition or infatuation with Cindy Vortex, the smartest girl in Retroville. Oh, and not counting his gravity-defying hairdo, Jimmy's the shortest kid in his class and has to be in bed by 9.
I'm sorry, we haven't talked about Sheen yet, and I just want to just go back to one of the scenes in the movie that sticks out the most in my brain has always been, I'm peeing in the shower. And then it cuts away and does like 5 other things and then comes back to him, I'm still doing it. Go, go, go.
Oh my God.
Oh, I forgot.
In the shower with the Ultra Lord mask.
Yes.
That one, and then the little kid talking about it. We had a cotton candy eating contest, and I won. And then it zooms out, and this kid's like a ball, and his shirt's like about to pop open. Like,
So I don't know how your brains will feel about it, speaking of Sheen. Sheen was originally supposed to be like a little Japanese child in the school.
What ethnicity do you think he ended up being?
He was voiced by Garcia, and I think he was, I think his last name was changed to Garcia or something.
He's just Hispanic.
Yeah. But they couldn't like find a Japanese voice actor that sounded what they wanted.
Yeah.
So they just
didn't.
Well, that's good. I'm kind of glad that they did that.
Right, rather than like cast a non-Japanese voice actor to do what they wanted. Like, look at them ahead of the curve on that. You know,
good for them.
Also ahead of the curve. The idea for the show actually started in 1980.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, John Davis and Keith Alcorn. They had an idea for, it was called Runaway Rocket Boy at the time. And it
this
was
sounds
about...
like a weird anime that like made the jump in the 80s, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Get kind of an Astro Boy vibe going.
Yeah, well, his name was also Johnny Quasar.
Johnny Quasar?
That's pretty badass.
That
I like that.
That's a really dope name, and I think if I ever play the cyberpunk tabletop game...
Johnny Quasar.
I'm gonna be Quasar. Maybe not Johnny Quasar because you already got Johnny Silverhand. Maybe Tommy Quasar?
Just
Jay
Quasar?
Jay Quasar? Ooh, that's
mysterious.
Nice.
Jimmy Quasar.
Jimmy.
And Johnny Silverhand is your number one fan.
Jimmy Quasar is a pretty cool name for like an RPG character.
Yeah.
Sup, I'm Jimmy Quasar. I don't care about anything or anyone because I'm just so cool.
Well, the guy, when they pitched it to Nick, finally, in, like, 1995, the then president of Nick, and his name was Albie Hecht. He was particularly impressed, and he coined Jimmy Neutron, well, Johnny Quasar at the time, to be half Bart Simpson and half Albert Einstein.
Fucked up creature imaginable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a halfway point between Bart Simpson and Albert Einstein? The hair alone.
Yeah. That's too much power for a Bart Simpson-esque character.
Right?
E equals MC eat my shorts!
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I just can't get over this visual in my head of this, like, Einstein hair, but it's drawn like Bart Simpson's hair. Like, it's the big crazy hair,
but it's still,
it,
like, connected
it
to his
still
head,
looks
like
skin.
Skin hair. Spiky skin hair.
Because I'm just seeing, like, Lisa Simpson with, like, she has the closest thing to, like, Albert Einstein's style hair, I guess, because it's, like, the spiky, like,
yeah.
It's true, but way bigger.
I don't want to see skin hair. No,
skin.
No, thank you.
All right, so what else we got, refresh-wise?
So earlier you talked about Jimmy Neutron being a lot like Sheldon.
Yeah.
Another thing is Retroville is a town in Texas.
Are you shitting me?
What?
Yeah, it is Retroville, Texas. So,
and Jim Parsons is from Texas.
You best look out, CBS.
Right?
Nick's coming for you. Texas boy genius. If Sheldon builds a robot dog at any point in this series, nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the creators of Jimmy Neutron ever confirmed that Jimmy Neutron was definitely autistic when they created it.
That's fair.
Because Sheldon is definitely autistic.
Well, Keith, I think it was...
I don't know. I guess Jimmy was a little too smooth.
Yeah.
He did have some social graces. I mean, obviously Cindy had the hots for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
John Davis said that when he thought about... this character, John Quasar, but then Jimmy Neutron. He wanted him to be...
Please, John Quasar is his father. It's Johnny.
Call me Johnny.
John Quasar is my dad. He's an uptight stockbroker.
Yes. Yes.
What a waste that would be, a stockbroker with the name John Quasar. Sorry, tangent.
I hope there's a stockbroker out there named John Quasar. You just really hurt his feelings.
I hope there's just a person out there named John Quasar because dope, dude.
Honestly.
Like, you should have been a musician or at least like a wrestler, maybe.
Even then, like, that's a great stage name.
It's true.
That's a pretty good statement.
Like, as an actor, like...
Just something. You should be doing something where you get to use that name and people will hear it. Like, I feel like, I don't know, as someone who, you know, as a director, like, I would if I saw on your audition form that your name was John Quasar, that's an immediate, like, 2-point bump. Like, I'm like, John Quasar? That dude sounds dope as hell.
That's a dope-ass name.
Like, if you come in and somebody else comes in and you have an equally good audition, you get the bump because you're John Quasar, by God. Like,
yes.
Put that name in lights.
Ooh.
I do have an interesting fact. I just remembered it about Jimmy Neutron.
Oh,
yes. Okay, so freshman year of high school, I had this algebra teacher. I would always draw. Like, that's just always been me. I've always drawn in class. Mm-hmm. And she told me one day, she was like, I noticed that you're always drawing. She's like, that reminds me, like, when I was in high school, there was always this guy. It was either high school or college. I can't remember. But she was like, there was always this guy that sat next to me. He never paid attention in class because he was always drawing. And I look at his paper and he's drawing this like cartoon character. Turns out that dude was designing Jimmy Neutron next to her.
What?
That's rad.
That's awesome.
I was like, what?
Dope.
That's crazy.
Cool.
So.
20 years later, she's like, wait a minute. That dude, that little weird boy with the big head and hair on TV looks familiar.
I should have gone with him to prom. College prom.
I should have said. College prom. That'd be a weird experience.
No, thank you.
I see Bowling for Soup on here.
Yes, so the...
Bowling for Soup is on the show notes for Jimmy Neutron? Mm-hmm. Why? How? Mm-hmm. What purpose?
I think you.
So they originally, I think, wrote, but they definitely, like, sang, performed the theme song for Jimmy Neutron.
Wouldn't be the first time. They do a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm. There's like three different versions of the Jimmy Neutron theme song. Like Bowling for Soup put it out on an album, and then you have the song
one
from
less
the
song
movie.
For us to write, am I right?
Woo! Bowling for Soup just puts out an album of just nothing but like TV theme songs.
Phineas and Ferb.
Greatest Jimmy American Neutron. Hero. Like just some.
Oh no, that was Simple Plan. Dang it! I almost said what we do.
Bowling for Soup just. A 3-hour tour. Dun, 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 dun. A 3-hour tour. With Gilligan, the skipper, too.
Wonderful.
And they're also from Texas. So Texas is just a central theme of Jimmy Neutron now.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Texas.
Damn I saw right. this one. Oh, so for this show, they did the movie before the series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As we know, but they did that so that way they could reuse animation from the movie.
Oh, come on.
For the series.
Well, this is something that I've heard about before, like just like through like memes and things a little bit. And I don't remember all the details, but it was apparently just like an animator's nightmare on this show.
Dang.
And they were like always like drastically understaffed and were like operating on like old computers and were like pushing them to the limit all the time. And they were working like 80, 90 hour weeks. Like just
I think it was DNA Productions, one of their early like things that they did. And it was definitely one of their hardest mm-hmm. things. I mean, it was in the 2D, 3D animation style.
Yeah, which was new at the time and fresh. And like they were pushing the limits of their computers. And yeah, like. Like there's a story like one of the animators I think is like a college professor or something now talking about like it was all just like a wild fever dream. Everyone was so exhausted all the time mm-hmm. and they never had basically they were just always out of it and never knew what they were doing and stuff because it was so difficult and there was just wild stuff, elbows and hair clipping through lockers mm-hmm. and like just unexplained like animation stuff that they just couldn't fix
just
and they'd
like,
just be like
yeah,
fuck
there's,
it,
there's
I guess.
Something I think it might be in the intro bit when Jimmy flies in on his jetpack to school or whatever, and Carl has like socks stuck to his shirt, and then it comes back to a little bit about Carl, and there's not socks on his shirt, and then when it comes back, there is socks on his shirt again.
And they were just like, I don't have the time, manpower, or resources to care.
When see, that thought, sock's there, it broke it, so
I
we took the sock out.
I thought that was just cartoon logic, though, because. I've always seen, like, cartoon characters get hurt, and then next frame, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean...
That's true.
Yeah.
But seeing that the socks ended up back on Carl, they didn't...
Fall. I just assumed it was...
they didn't commit to the...
I assumed it was, like, some socks that Jimmy invented. They're, like, quantum socks or something, you know?
It just disappears.
They
sometimes
simultaneously exist and don't exist, yes, depending on if you're observing them or not.
Remember the foreign exchange student?
No.
You don't remember him from the show?
No.
There was this foreign exchange student. He had this little song, and it was like, slap, 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 clap, clap, clap. And I'm forgetting what his name is, but that's just something I just remembered about the show. God. And I need to share that with you guys.
I also just remembered that Sheen had his own spinoff.
He did.
He did, Planet Sheen.
I don't think it did very well.
I don't
How much so. Ultra Lord featured in Planet Sheen? Do we know?
I think all of it.
Oh, like, I do love Ultra Lord.
I think Sheen's
Ultra
like,
Lord.
I should have just done Carl.
Just carried around Ultra Lord with him or something. Because, I mean, he stole Jimmy's rocket because Jimmy finally made that rocket that's in, like, the intro that he blasts off in.
The one that he flew around in the fucking movie. Like, yeah. Plot holes. Although, I guess, or does the movie just take place after the series?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
actually
know.
Don't know that.
That could make sense that, like, I don't know.
And I just noticed how in the description you said Carl is used as his guinea pig. I think there's actually an episode where Carl gets, no, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Jimmy's
turned into a guinea pig?
Yeah, because I remember, like, Jimmy's head and then, like, a little guinea pig body.
Oh, that big old hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Jimmy Neutron Hamtaro crossover.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The teacher? It wasn't Mrs. Crocker, was it?
No,
no
Crocker,
Crocker was
fairly
odd parents.
Mr.
Yeah.
Crocker.
Yes.
Yeah. Fairly odd parents. But the old lady, yeah.
Had the beak nose. Mm-hmm.
I just always see the visual of her fighting the worm and the apple.
Yes.
In the movie.
Yes. And the giant chicken.
That's
something that just kind of I forget about. But anyway.
Damn, yeah. I need to go rewatch the Jimmy Neutron movie now.
Same here.
All right.
We're the kids in America.
Yeah. A liberation movie.
Quick side note. That was another moment where the Titans show lost me.
Oh, yeah?
It's that bad Kids in America cover playing while they're having a fight scene.
Yeah.
Was so bad. Just a side note.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to watch the rest of the show, and like I said, it's not bad. That moment was bad.
There are some moments, but yeah.
Side note. You have anything else to refresh us about?
Oh, there's like a spit scene in the bathroom where you can see mousse Jimmy uses for his hair.
Ooh.
Yeah, he uses mousse or hairspray or something.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to use something.
Maybe he's born with it.
I believe in the movie, it opens with he has a machine that styles his hair for him in the mornings. And he, like, cycles through several different hairstyles. And it's all like, oh, no, I don't like this pompadour. Oh, no, I don't like this. Ah, I look like Cindy. Ah, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. But anyway, so there's this bit in the bathroom where it shows, like, some hairspray stuff. But it says that if it's, like, you use too much or something, you can cause an ice age. And apparently it's canon that in, like, Jimmy Neutron's world, there's been already, like, 5 ice ages or something.
What?
In the recent years or something. Probably from that moose, I would imagine.
From Jimmy himself? Just Jimmy?
I mean, probably. I mean, he's, what, 11?
And that's a lot of moose.
Oops, accidentally caused an ice age again. Sorry, y'all.
Jimbo, did you cause an ice age again?
It was Carl.
You know what my duck would say about that? Wah, wah, wah. That's bad, Jimmy. Is that something his dad did? I feel like it was.
I think he did have a sock puppet.
I know he had some, like, wooden ducks or something at one point.
His dad was a very stereotypical dad. Like, they got
hey there,
that
Jimbo.
Right.
Yeah, with the socks and sandals and all.
That's wonderful. All right, so is it time?
Do you want to reboot it?
I think it's time to reboot. The world's ready.
Le Jimmy Neutron.
The world is ready for Jimmy Neutron 2021.
So what would it take to reboot Jimmy Neutron in 2021? Like, I feel like this one does hold up better than a lot of the other properties that we have visited. But I think we can do better. Like, I think it could be better.
Yeah.
Like, in order to really have staying power in 2021 and really resonate with people. Yeah, I know. What do we think?
Is Jimmy older? Is Jimmy in college or is Jimmy in high school?
Ooh, do we age Jimmy? I think we have to age Jimmy up at least somewhat, right?
Yeah, at least somewhat. I mean, maybe not 20 years.
Middle school?
He's in middle school.
He's
11.
In middle school. So high school might, yeah, you're right. High school might be okay.
Yeah.
So like a sophomore?
And then we can start getting into like a little bit darker episodes. Like what about the episode where, you know, Sheen gets hooked on crack?
Whoa.
the crack epidemic that's sweeping through Retroville, Texas.
Yes. Retroville, Texas? Yes, would it be crack? It probably be
oh,
meth.
No. Yeah, it's Texas. It's meth.
It's meth. It's
Take
Texas.
This back. It's meth.
Shane gets hooked on meth?
Ooh, Carl gets hooked on meth.
Carl
loses a bunch of weight.
Yeah,
loses
okay.
So,
that,
there we go.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He actually ends up with Cindy.
He's smuggling it with llamas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He steals Jimmy's girl.
Ooh.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. Carl's the
Carl
bad guy.
Carl is the steal your girl.
Yeah. Carl, so it starts out, Carl gets hooked on meth, loses a bunch of weight, steals his girl, and now is like the bully of the school. Like, he's the bad guy. I think Carl, this sets Carl up as the bad guy in episode one.
Obviously, yes.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, at least.
I mean, it's still kids. You got drugs are bad in K.
Yeah, I mean, at least for season one, Carl's the bad guy.
Is he on the football team?
Until he goes to rehab.
No, I feel like Carl's too cool for the football team. Football's out. Carl's on the esports team.
Esports team or the chess club. He's in the chess club.
No, it's too nerdy. Esports is where it's at.
Does Carl have a band?
Carl has a band.
Well, Sheen would probably be more likely to have a band.
Yes.
Oh, Sheen is definitely... Sheen is the outcast with like a weird like ska band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone's just like...
Oh. Lord of Ultra is the name of his band.
And all the songs are just
Sheen
Ultra
and the
Man.
Ultra Lords.
Yes.
Sheen and the Ultra Lords.
Yeah, but every song is Ultraman.
Hello,
Ultra
welcome. I am Sheen, and these are the Ultra Lords.
So this would probably have to be after Sheen comes back from his planet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, that's how we open.
Is he like the Joey? Like, you know, remember when Joey got his own spinoff and like...
Ooh, kind of.
Like, imagine if Friends just continued and Joey just acted like... Joey never happened.
Oh, no. I think we embrace that Planet Sheen happened.
Yeah.
I think that Sheen's absence has driven a wedge between Carl and Jimmy.
Yes.
This is what has driven...
Oh, okay. And that's what drove Carl to drugs.
To drugs. And
broke up their friendship because Carl blamed Jimmy.
And Jimmy pushed Cindy away.
He goes by
really,
James now.
Really
James.
Devoted himself to his work in the basement. And... So now Carl's this big bully. He's, you know, making life hell for Jimmy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then end of the first episode, we get all this set up. End of the first episode, what's this? Meteor. Slam. Sheen's back.
Yes.
It's not a Jimmy Neutron reboot at all. This show's really about Sheen.
Planet Sheen, season 2. Because I'm assuming it only got one season. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if I had to guess.
It's called Sheen, Boy Idiot.
Yes.
Bowling for Soup comes back.
I think
yes.
Does Sheen come back with superpowers? Did he get superpowers in Planet Sheen? I assume he had to, right?
I mean, I think of it as like the C3PO treatment, and like where the Ewoks or the aliens on whatever planet Sheen ended up, they ended up worshiping
him.
Him,
yeah.
So it's his deity, even though he's really just a little boy.
So does Sheen come back delusional? Like, just like, I am deity Sheen.
Yes.
Worship me.
Does he come back with an alien girlfriend?
Kind of a big deal, Planet Sheen.
Alien symbiote.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Like, it's a symbiote girl. I think it's a girlfriend also, but that, like, lives and then, like, kind of pops off into this, like, girl head. And it's like, don't you talk bad to my Sheen. And then it just kind of, like, goes back into him, you know, Eddie Brock style.
What about Mr. James, though? We haven't said anything about him.
Yeah.
James Isaac Neutron.
Oh, well, I think he's depressed, for one, you know, following Sheen's disappearance and his fallout with Carl.
Addicted to Adderall, maybe?
He's afraid to sleep.
That's why I asked.
Afraid to sleep.
He's trying to get into Princeton, Harvard, Yale, all three schools at once.
He's all, you know, on Carl about, like, meth spilled bad for you, it's going to kill you. And then Carl's like, you're on Adderall. It's
the
same thing.
It keeps me smart, man.
No, Adderall's like meth, but for smart people.
His brain blasts are actually just aneurysms.
Brain blast pops an Adderall.
Yeah.
God. Fuck yeah, man.
What about Goddard? Is Goddard in this reboot?
Goddard would have to. Would it be Goddard 2? If Goddard 2.
Probably.
Probably.
Goddard 2 definitely has Alexa on board, I think.
Yes.
Or Cortana. Or, like, I guess some, like, you know, Jimmy Neutron is. She's got Quasar on her.
Did Goddard get a female companion ever in the show? The original Jimmy Neutron show?
I feel like he had to. Did Cindy Vortex make, like, a. Like a
maybe.
Girl Goddard, maybe?
So maybe this is their son.
How do robot dogs fuck?
Maybe Jimmy made it as if they could.
I mean, I guess if their
maybe
creator
just, like,
wills
build
it.
They're
feeling
smart.
Lonely. join us at robodogsonly.com. You don't have to be lonely.
Robodogsonly.
Okay, there we go.
Yes. We just see a scene of Goddard. He's very lonely now that Jimmy's on Adderall and focusing on college.
Goddard on Robodogsonly.
Yes.
Or just, I mean, I guess it could just be Robos Only. And it's just like a variety
that
of different
like robot
robots.
Hobos, though.
Oh, yeah. Robot. Okay, so I guess just robotsonly.com. And it's just a variety of different kinds of robots, and Goddard's just like scrolling through, like, burr, burr. And, you know, it's like, oh, that one's humanoid, that one's humanoid. And then, like, you know, it's like, oh, that one's humanoid, but wait, they're a furry.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Yes, because it's a
2031,
so yeah.
I mean, Goddard would probably be a furry.
I mean, what?
I hope not.
What a furry.
I mean, he's a dog.
What a. I guess a furry wouldn't really be into Goddard, though. He doesn't really have fur.
What if Goddard had a fur suit?
What? Okay.
Goddard in a dog suit.
I got it. Goddard's scrolling through. He sees a lovely lady that's a furry. He zooms in on it a little bit more, but it's just Sheen dressed up as a furry. And he's like, like, crashes his system.
And then we got Goddard 2.0.
And that's why we have Goddard 2.0.
Yeah, because he shoots himself in his face.
Maybe like, Goddard 2.0 is just like a humanistic, like, or not human, like a realistic cyborg where he looks like a dog on the outside. But then, like, occasionally, like, the neck will, like his head will, like, joint like, open and, like, you know, tech stuff will, like, come out. Like, a USB pops his head open. There's a USB.
Little plugs come out.
Yeah, R2-D2 style. Yeah.
That looks...
Almost Dino Mutt-esque, I guess, is what I'm picturing.
Like that, yeah.
And then Goddard becomes Sheen's sidekick when he goes on his superhero adventures now that he's back.
Yes.
And Jimmy is, like, their cue, you know. He's all, like, stands, you know, he's all standoffish and burr. Or, excuse me, James. James Q.
James.
Neutron.
James, yes.
Is, you know, he's in the lab building stuff and, you know. I referenced Q from James Bond. I guess I could have referenced Wade from Kim Possible. I think that fits more in the vein of this.
In that era, yeah.
In this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more on brand. I don't know. I feel like that's my pitch for the improved Jimmy Neutron. It needs to be gritty, dark.
Yeah.
Does
oh,
the
yeah.
trio ever see themselves reuniting? Is that a season finale or a series finale? Or?
Oh, yeah. I think maybe season 2. Sheen's symbiote girlfriend, her...
I forgot about her.
Her, yeah.
Does she get Cindy?
No.
No.
Her ex-boyfriend, symbiote Garsh from Planet Sheen, comes looking for her. He's very upset. He wants revenge. He takes over Cindy and then's using Cindy to wreak havoc. And Sheen, James Q. Neutron, and methed out Carl, who's now clean because he went to rehab at the end of season 1.
Mm-hmm. Getting all his weight back.
Yeah, yeah. They team up to take down symbiote-possessed Cindy Vortex.
Okay.
Okay.
That's season 2. Yeah.
What about Jimmy's parents?
Oh, they're dead.
Okay. Okay.
Damn, okay. Damn. What a bomb.
So is James like an emancipated adult then? Still
oh, for
in high
sure.
school? Okay.
Oh, well, he's high school aged. I have to assume he actually graduated, right?
I mean, yeah. Oh, it probably graduated early,
yes,
right?
For sure.
I mean, he's the boy genius of
he
some small town
around.
In Texas.
But no, I don't think his parents are dead. I think maybe his mom is, but Hugh is definitely still there. I also am very proud that I just now remembered off the top of my head that his father's name is Hugh.
Oh. Hmm? Hugh Neutron.
It's Hugh and Judy.
Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Didn't people always talk about Jimmy's mom's butt, though?
I'm pretty sure she was,
probably.
Like, thick, wasn't she?
She had some cake.
Like, 2 C's.
Yeah, had, like, one of those, like, real tiny, like, waists.
Mm-hmm. It's like yeah. the mm-hmm, Elastigirl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just like to draw moms like that
24,
in the day. 36,
24, 36.
Only if she's 5'3". Dexter's mom had similar proportions,
yes,
didn't
she?
She
did. Mm-hmm. Yes,
she also bent over a lot.
Yeah.
I mean.
So you couldn't just not.
She had that. There was one where she had dad's trophy across her butt
yes.
when she bent over.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Was nice.
Wasn't this around the time that Seth MacFarlane was working there?
Probably.
Because I know he worked on Johnny Bravo. I think he worked on a lot
yes.
of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was all around the same time. So I'm just like, you know.
He probably walked in a little bit.
He at least. There was at least an influence in the whole office that he and people like him were putting
well,
out.
Nick was
well, that was
making kids.
That was cartoon. That
oh,
was cartoon
true.
Network.
That was Cartoon Network.
Cartoon, yeah. cartoon. Okay, I've gone off the rails in the reboot. Any other ideas?
No, I
think that was a good reboot.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably bringing us to the end of the show, huh?
Yeah. So thanks for listening. And if you liked it, follow us and subscribe or something and be notified for when we do more stuff.
Yes. As my wife said, if you liked the show, make sure to hit that like button, hit subscribe, get notified every time. Smash it. Every time we put out new episodes, you'll get notified and you can listen. It'll be great. Please check it out. You can also check out our website. That's disbringpants.com. It's got information about all of our different podcasts, all of our different shows, various things, videos of some of our past productions that we did back when live theater was a real thing that could happen. Got a lot of different stuff over there. If they do like us, where else can they check us out, Tyler?
They can check us out on Facebook. We're also, disappearingpants.com.
Yeah, we're all over Facebook. Facebook.com/disappearingpants will take you to the production company's home. Facebook.com/allaroundplaces will take you to our other podcast. Facebook.com/nostalgiacolored glasses will take you to this podcast's Facebook page.
And if you like, what you're hearing here, you like All Around Places, consider joining our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/disappearingpants/
the normal
slash.
The
pooter slash.
Patreon/disappearingpants.
Yes.
Check it out. We've got various things there for our patrons. You can give very low and not get anything if you just want to give us money. Or, starting with like our $5 tier, you get things like early access to podcast episodes for Nostalgia and for Alderaan Places and for other podcasts that we have launching here soon. You'll also get early access to all of our video content, any of our video shorts, stuff like that. You'll also get exclusive access to some of our bonus content. We've got a bonus episode of Alderaan Places going up this month that will be exclusive for our Patreon members, and you do not want to miss it. We're going to talk about Colonel Sanders a lot.
Yeah. So, do we want to rate this episode?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What is the scale? What's the scale that we want to rate Jimmy Neutron on?
I mean, he does have some pretty fly hair.
Yeah, I was going to say we should rate some hair.
So on a scale from Skeletor to Cousin It.
Oh.
Damn.
Skeletor's got a lot going for him, but he sure I think does. He's at the bottom of the hair scale.
Unfortunately. What's the dude from Goofy movie. The
Powerline?
Powerline? He has some fly ass hair.
That is true.
So I mean, that's kind of where I rank Jimmy's hair. I think
I agree. I think a rating of Powerline is solid.
Rating of Powerline. All right. What about next episode? What are we gonna talk about?
Well,
I forgot the
vein of what Tyler just said, I think it will be a deep dive and study into the exact method of how to recreate the perfect cast from a Goofy movie.
Ooh.
Probably not. But maybe one day.
Hopefully. Tyler, any predictions?
Oh, God. I had so many, and then they all just went away. Like, when you looked at me, I'm promoting. but I'm gonna say it's about how Hank Hill's Animorph form is turning into a propane tank.
I think that's canon, yeah.
Yeah. Also Texas anime.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I wonder if they're in the same universe. I mean, Jimmy and Timmy are in the same universe. If Hank is from Texas... Are they from, like, different sides of Texas?
I want that crossover. Neutron of the Hill.
Bobby Hill just hanging out with Jimmy.
Oh, that's Jimmy. The sequel.
Oh, man.
That's the sequel.
Yep.
We need to go back to reboot?
We gotta go back.
We gotta rewind.
Is that what we're talking about next week?
Probably not.
Oh. No, too bad. Well.
All right, well, that's it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We loved having you.
I enjoyed this so much.
This was a blast. Thank you so much.
Is it a brain blast?
It was a brain blast.
Brain blast.
Nice.
Oh, for Nostalgia Colored Glasses, I'm Taz.
I'm Darby.
I'm Tyler.
Wear your mask. Have a brain blast.